I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the second guest show. Mike Dottiglia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. We're live at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Come on by and visit us. Well, we will be here until 6:30 tonight. And then we'll throw it to the Community Coffee Saints Radio Network, where it will be the Saints Coaches Show. Mike Hoss will be the host. He'll have on with him Saints head coach Dennis Allen, and his guest tonight will be Saints running backs coach Joel Thomas. And then at 7:30, he'll throw it right back to second guest. Bobby J and I will take it till 8 o'clock tonight. Alabama has come out running the football, had some success for a while doing it. It seems as though their drive sort of has stalled out, so we're about 11 minutes into the third, 11 minutes left in the third quarter. Michigan 13, Alabama 10. Also want to shout out, we got Longshoreman in the audience with us. Him and his wife are here. So
yeah, we got Mrs. Longshoreman and Mrs.
Longshoreman. Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. Longshoreman.
I tell you what, we can announce it late in January. He'll be playing in Mandeville. Longshoreman is skilled. He could jam. He could play anything from Neil Young to Peter Frampton, and Pink Floyd, anything. I mean, I'll tell you, I was so impressed. And then I said, to show you how good he is, go next time you play, I'm going to come to Mandeville and see you again.
So, again, we'll make that announcement when it happens. But great to see you, Longshoreman, and also his wife here. Thanks for the January 1st gifts. We appreciate it. And we'll make good use of it somewhere down the line. On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from the Louisiana Radio Network, Jeff Palermo covers LSU, covers the Saints, covers everything for the Louisiana Sports Network. And Jeff, a W today. And you talk about entertaining. If you didn't have a horse in the race, this would have been a game to watch. And if you liked offense, because neither defense could stop one another, LSU got to stop late. Thank goodness. Finally got Makai Wingo, I thought, was a big factor in this game. Mason also made a big play late, along with Greg Penn. And, Jeff, you and I talked about this on some of the pre- and post-game shows. I think day in, day out, Greg Penn has been the most consistent player for LSU on the defensive side of football.
Yeah, he's been very consistent this season, and it was nice to see that a blitz finally got home. I think it's a little bit of a misleading number. They sacked Tanner Mordecai five times today, but it just seemed like he had all day back in that pocket to throw so many times. LSU defensively was never able to get him off his spot. I think that was one of the reasons why he had so much success today. He felt pretty comfortable, and then the last two plays of the game, they come up with a sack, and then Penn on the blitz gets home and to seal the game. And you know, Greg Penn has already said that he's coming back next season. He wants to try to make sure that he wants to put 2023 in his rearview mirror and make 2024 get LSU back to where it needs to be defensively. So it's good to have a veteran linebacker like that, but man, I tell you, it's just been shocking to see this defense all season long and how they've just been gashed time in and time again, and all the different milestones that Wisconsin hit today. I mean, Tanner Mordecai has only thrown 6 touchdown passes all season, and he goes out there and throws, 4 today? And, over 300 yards and, big holes on the running game. It's just been very surprising just to see how bad LSU has been defensively. And I was thinking it would be a little bit better today, considering Wisconsin didn't have its leading rusher. They didn't have 2 of its top 4 wide receivers. But it didn't matter. This LSU defensively just kept giving up big play after big play.
Well, Jeff, and, fans will ask me, they'll ask you, how can you stay put? How can it be the same status quo? The defense, we talk about defensive staff changes, what could possibly come about. And all I know is when you ranked 104 nationally in total defense, you're giving up basically 410 yards a game allowed per game. Well, it looked like, even though they had a bunch of days to practice, it looked like the same defense, right, that we witnessed all season. And that I'm like thinking, look at Nussmeier. I thought he was outstanding. Look, opportunity to start. He's throwing right under, 400 yards. But that continues. To me, and then I think a very entertaining schedule. We're talking to Wilson Alexander, Mike Remmer Saturday. Man, look, you got at USC in Las Vegas. UCLA's coming to town, Oklahoma, Alabama. It's unbelievable. But I'm like looking, if that defense don't get better, we might be a Wisconsin-type team where you're hovering around 7-5 in that area.
Yep. You're right. They got to figure it out. And again, a lot of these guys are coming back next season. And, I hope they can somehow convince Mekhi Wingo to come back, but I don't think he will. If Mason Smith comes back, he's the dominant
Mason
force
comes
in the middle
back.
Of that defensive
line. I think Mason comes back, but I think Wingo leaves. Feeling.
No, and based on the way I think Mekhi wanted to put one more good game on tape, and I think he certainly was able to do that today, but they got to figure out a way to get pressure on the quarterback. These young DBs, they got to play the ball better. They got to be in better positioning. It just never improved. It never improved. And I was, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was thinking after 15 practices, like you were talking, Bobby, that they would look a little bit better than they have this course of the season. And they've had decent defensive games against poor offensive teams. They held Mississippi State. Auburn never really had a chance against them. And I was kind of thinking that's what we would see here today. But Wisconsin, just the first couple of drives, it's 14-0. It's just like you alluded to, Bobby, kind of like when the Saints get off to these slow starts defensively, it was very reminiscent of that. It was very tough to watch. And a lot of it just, it's the lack of a pass rush, and it's young DB, especially at the cornerback position. I give Sage Ryan all the credit in the world. The guy was not recruited as a cornerback, but he's out there trying. But he's getting picked on quite a bit. All these cornerbacks are getting picked on. Ashton Stamps, whoever it may be. And they just got to get better. So there's got to be some significant coaching changes on that side of the ball.
Jeff, that's what I was going to ask you. Because, whether it's dealing with the Saints or LSU, and then, fans, they're like, if you don't live up to expectation, everybody wants to be a playoff team or a champion. And then they go, well, we can't stand put. We have to make changes. So, it could be like all of a sudden, I'm going to go even with the Saints. Let's say the Saints beat Atlanta. All of a sudden, there's 2 more wins than they won last year. So Dennis Allen staying on board. But then you change Pete Carmichael, the coordinator. So if I throw it to LSU, would that be a case? Now, who does Coach Kelly trust? Do you keep the D coordinator? Now, you're like, okay, well, the friendship and all comes about. You look at Coach Pullian, what ended up happening with that? Or do you go the positional route? Whether it's the DB coach or how are we going to get the D-line better? I just don't think that all the defensive staff, the whole defensive staff at LSU is getting fired. That whether you're keeping the coordinator and you don't keep the coordinator, then the defensive coordinator has a lot of say in who he wants to bring in. Or if you keep the coordinator, you change position coaches. What's your take on that, Jeff?
I think they're going to make a move with the defensive coordinator. And maybe this is something that happens naturally when the NFL season really comes to an end, and then we start seeing the coaching carousel, and then Matt House finds himself back on an NFL staff. And that may be the way this thing works itself out. I don't know. Brian Kelly said today after the game that now he'll have the opportunity, now that recruiting's basically over and the transfer portal window is closed and all that kind of stuff. They can focus. Now they can do a full assessment of their staff. They obviously got to make a decision as far as offensive coordinator goes. But I feel like they're going to make a move at defensive coordinator. I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, you obviously have Corey Raymond out there. Do you bring him back? I think, you know, the defensive line coach that suffered a medical emergency before the season, I have a feeling that maybe he might come, now that he's back out there. He was back out on the practice field during the course of winter break. You know, maybe, okay, now that he's ready to go, he's healthy, maybe he's back out there. But I think you're seeing significant changes, and I think it just starts with Matt House. I mean, today, I think just today kind of sealed the fate of that, because you had so much time here to prepare for a Wisconsin offense. Again, it's missing a couple of big pieces offensively. And, the Badgers just looked like I mean, this is a team that scored 10 points against Northwestern earlier this season.
Badgers weren't good. Jeff, that was not a good team. I mean, I'm glad we won.
And the way you watch the game, obviously a lot of us, this is the first time we're really dialed in and watching Wisconsin. You would have thought, you know, they're averaging 35 points a game every game. No, they're one of the worst offenses in the country.
A little bit better than the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Yeah, they're a little – well, you can't be any worse, could you? But I give the Hawkeyes credit. Man, listen, to win as many games as they do with a defense, and they got virtually nothing on offense.
No, they're trying to get 2 or 3 first downs in a row.
And then they'd be happy. But they did get a New Year's Eve gift last night when the number one rated player in the state of Louisiana – who decommitted from Texas A&M, Dominic McKinley, he flipped his commitment. Now he's coming to LSU. And at the position they needed the worst. I mean, defensive line. So, Jeff, that was a big haul for Brian Kelly and his staff, because you can't let the big man leave. I think those are the real skilled players of the world. Big offensive, big defensive linemen. And to get McKinley to reconsider, now you're going to go to LSU, that to me is a huge get.
And he's got a little brother who will be a junior next season, and I think he's going to be just as good as him. So I think it's, you know, if you get the older brother at LSU, there's a good chance you're going to get the little brother coming too. So it may end up being a 2-for-1 in the end. But I agree with you, Mike, that's a big get, and they need defensive linemen. They need impact defensive linemen. Right now, they just don't. They don't have that. So they got to figure out a way to. And you're right. You never really want, especially a guy that's ranked as the top player in the state of Louisiana. You just don't want that person to go somewhere else, especially if they end up going to, one of your biggest rivals in Texas A&M. So I think that's a huge get for LSU, and hopefully it pays off. This recruiting class, and I know with his commitment now that probably you're looking at a top 10 class. And, Brian Kelly talked a little bit about it today. These first two seasons was all about kind of stabilizing things. When he got here, there was just obviously 37 guys on the roster. And now that they stabilize things, they can start to build the depth. And hopefully that leads to some more impact players on the defensive side of the football.
Now, Jeb, looking on the offensive side, I think it's always what have you done for me lately and given an opportunity. I thought Nussmeier was outstanding.
Yep.
I mean, it's a continuous process. But I'm even looking at the next season. You might say, what are you going to do at quarterback? He's the least of my worries. I think Nussmeier is going to be fine. Would you agree with that? I mean, I think he'll be fine.
I would say so. I mean, you were obviously missing the dynamic part. They struggled a little bit on third downs early when But I think you can't be 52%. They were 52% or whatever it was on third down all year. That's so hard to do over the course of the season. And for him to just expect him to pick that up, and what they were missing was his ability, what Daniels is able to do, and run the football like he's able to do. They obviously missed that a little bit, but my goodness, Nussmeier I think that was a really good performance. The 98-yard drive, to have that as your final drive going into the offseason, I mean, what does that do for your confidence? I mean, that's got to be huge. You know, you're going to be missing two obviously great receivers and Neighbors and Thomas, but you know, Mason Smith was involved in a game a little bit more here today. And part of that might be because he was banged up for a lot of the season, but you got him back for next season. You're going to have most of this offensive line back, Kyron Lacy, and then some of these younger wide receivers, the Chris Hiltons of the world, Shelton Sampson. Maybe you get Aaron Anderson more involved. You get the transfer coming in from Mississippi State. So if you're an offensive coordinator and or if you're a play caller out there in college football and you want to build up your resume, you should be shooting your resume to Brian Kelly tomorrow morning trying to get this job.
Okay.
Because it doesn't take a genius to run this offense with as much talent as they have.
What do you think will happen with Josh Williams and Logan Diggs? Josh has sort of indicated that he is seriously thinking about another year at LSU. You got a stud in the backfield, Caleb Jackson, and everybody knows it. So what do you think will happen with Josh and also with Logan?
Well, the fact that Logan Diggs took the pads off during the middle of the game, maybe that's an indication that he's ready to make the jump to the NFL. Unless there was an injury there and they just decided not to push it anymore. We all know that he was banged up towards the end of the season. But, yeah, I mean, if I'm Logan Diggs, I'm kind of looking at this, and I know players are competitors, and they always think, hey, I can be the guy. But he has to – I think we all recognize the talent that Caleb Jackson has, and that is a guy that needs to be on the football field offensively for them next season, you know, get more than 50% of the snaps at offense. He could be a game-breaker for you. So if you're Logan Diggs, this might be your opportunity to, you know, even though he's not the fastest guy out there, you know, he's put up good numbers in college. He's shown that he's a quality college back. Maybe this is the chance for him to say, you know what, this might be where my stock is probably about as high as it's going to be. Maybe this is the time where I need to go into the NFL. So I think it's something worth watching. But Caleb Jackson's a special kid. I think Trey Holly's a special kid. This new running back they're getting in from Texas, he set all kinds of records over there. So they're very good at that position. So I feel pretty good about you know, what they're looking at over there.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Really appreciate it. Also want to thank you for all the Saturdays you gave Herb and I on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Always appreciate you and what you bring to the table.
No problem. Thanks a lot, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be on the airwaves with you guys. Happy New Year, and all right, can't wait for that season opener against USC.
All right, Jeff. Yeah.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.